Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tuesday. What's up, brothers?
What's up, brother?
It's your guys' day to shine.
I just want to win, Jeff.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Doubleheader Monday night football games last night. Not bad. Tampa Bay doing Baker Mayfield stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt, and he gets up, immediately starts trash-talking C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Gotta
That's
love
so
that.
Cool.
I thought he was done after that, dude.
Too.
The way that that leg went like underneath like that. I'm like, oh my God, did we just lose Baker a fourth quarter?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We're back on one day going down and out for an extended period of time. I was like, oh my God, not Baker.
Yeah, because there's a lot of quarterbacks got hurt last week.
I mean, we're talking a lot.
JJ, Jayden,
10% of the NFL is out now from a quarterback standpoint.
Yeah, those three. Those are it.
Yeah, I mean, those are three big ones, too.
Huge.
I mean, those three teams, you lose your quarterback, forget about it. You might as well start looking towards, you know, next season. And so when Baker went down, I'm like, oh, no. Like, I feel like he's America's quarterback. Like, everybody has their team, but, like, everybody roots for Baker, I feel like. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe that's just my perception because I root for Baker and I like him. And I feel like you guys root for Baker. And so you're in your little insulated bubble, right? Everybody's a Baker fan. But I do feel like he's America's quarterback. I feel like everybody knows he got screwed in Cleveland, and that makes people root for him even more, I think.
Yeah, I think that he's just one of maybe it's because I feel like everybody is like my age that like grew up watching like Baker, but he's just been one of those athletes that's kind of gone before my eyes. Like through his whole entire career, like transfer from Texas Tech. Why? Well, there was this guy named Patrick Mahomes there.
Right.
Goes to Oklahoma, wins a Heisman.
Right.
Has his instances on the field with the whole KU game. But then you look at it and you're like, yeah, this Baker guy. It's like, well, technically, they told their fans and kids not to shake his hand or not acknowledge him and all that sort of stuff. So you can understand why that might make a hot-headed college kid a little bit upset.
Right.
Maybe you shouldn't have, you know, grabbed the twig and berries on the sideline, but to each their own.
But I like that chutzpah, man. Like, yeah, I do. I like that.
He backs it up.
Yeah.
Right? That, I mean,
and that's the other thing.
Won
yeah.
the Heisman.
Yeah.
Then he had the instance where he's, like, running from the police and, like, hit the guardrail or whatever it was. So you're like, oh, so he's one of these guys. He's, like, a frat boy athlete. And you're like, okay, well, then he gets drafted by the Browns. You're like, well, we've seen this before, but takes him to the playoffs.
Yep. Almost beats the Chiefs.
Right. And then has the, you know, the stint in Carolina. Is that right? And then
Carolina.
And then the Rams
LA.
Pick him up. And then he becomes Tampa's quarterback, and he's done okay for them. Was a sleeper MVP at the beginning of the year this year, and then was a kind of like, don't forget about having good season guy as well that isn't Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, you know, Jackson, all these guys.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's this Baker guy here too. And then last night, another fourth quarter comeback from behind, you know, just he's grown, man. Like he used to just be this happy feet, you know, I'm just going to be kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick type, but younger and the new wave of it to where it's like, all right, we trust him to go out there in the fourth quarter and lead this team to a victory.
Yeah.
Did exactly that last night.
And he did. And his teammates love him, and they trust him, and they believe in him. And look, there's something to be said for that. Like, Tampa's not this flashy team that I think, you know, everybody's going to be in love with. They're not going to put up 40 points per game or anything like that. But, boy, they're going to gut that thing out. And last night, as soon as Houston scored, they missed the two-point conversion. You just felt like it was going to be a Tampa win. I mean, there was a lot of time left on the clock. I don't think defensive coordinators have evolved enough in the NFL, too. After watching last weekend and really watching, you know, the end of the Monday night game, because we big JV football game last night, tailgating and everything for
hell
that,
yeah,
which was unbelievable.
I wasn't against that.
No, I wasn't necessarily against it either. I was just like, holy crap, somebody's tailgating on a Monday night at
awesome.
A JV football game. Is the ODAC, man.
I sent you the text. I'm like, well, it is dinner time.
It is. Everybody was eating, you know, something in the stands. I'm like, yeah, that's a hell of an idea. Except when I got out of the car, the one guy was raw dogging it. You know, I'm like, okay, you don't need to just engulf the hot dog like that, dude. Like, this is, you put a bun on that thing, it's okay.
Washing,
yeah, he probably is at that point. But watching that game last night and games over the weekend, like, these defensive coordinators really need to make adjustments in how they call games. This prevent defense nonsense that people are going to right now, and we've said for generations it prevents a win, and they still go to it where they play this just back and back and back and let these guys kind of just matriculate this thing down the field. Field goal kickers can knock these things in from 65 yards now. Like, playing the prevent defense should be a fireable offense in the NFL. And with 2 minutes to go in that game last night, I thought Houston got loosey-goosey on the defensive side. Like, be aggressive, man. Go after Go after. And they don't. They hung back, and then Baker runs for like 17 yards on 4th and 10 and picks it up because there's so much room underneath. And so I just don't understand why these coaches continually go back to that defense that just doesn't work, especially when you're only up 6 points.
Houston's problem last night is they kept shooting themselves in the foot. Like, it was just like every time they had some sort of play or like a sack, illegal hands to the face, or it was, you know, a stuffed run on the, you know, their own 10-yard line, getting, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pinned back towards the goal line. And then it was, you know, defensive offsides on, you know, whoever, Will Anderson Jr. But the Texans defense could use a little help from the Texans offense. And I think as we look at what that, because that defense swarms, D'Amico's got himself a unit over there on the defensive side. So but again, like, dummy O plays causing that team to stay on the field, and then their offense, and CJ Stroud looks like he's lost something. Like, it looks like he had it a really good rookie year. Last year was decent, and then this year it's just kind of like something's not there. Like, there's not like a confidence in your throw. There's not, and again, doesn't have Tank Dell. Nico Collins is getting double teamed. Everyone knows Nico Collins
traded his best offensive tackle. You know, like, those tough things happen.
So I mean, it's kind of different. But you know, sometimes you need to be, you know, checked out, you know, or you need a reality check. I think that's how you can kind of segue into this Chiefs stuff, because yesterday, obviously, you get off work, or we get off work, and we get to experience the outside world, you know, from a media perspective and what the narrative is of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think the 0-2 thing, because I've seen a lot of people, and we talk about it in our Instagram videos. We do an MVP every Monday for the Chiefs game, and hard to find an MVP when you lose. But what I gave my MVP to was the fan base. And I know that we don't, you know, we give the text line a hard time, we give the YouTube people a hard time, or whoever it may be. Everything, most of the people yesterday, I think if you were to poll it, about 75% of people were still very optimistic, very open, because of the trust that the Chiefs have built. And we could all agree that this is the start to a Chiefs season under this reign that we're not used to seeing. And I think that also goes for the team itself, right? Like, Travis Kelce is all over the internet. It's just this crying, screaming baby about, it's like, well, then stop doing it and just go do it. And, you know, you see these plays, or you see how this team doesn't look like a Chiefs team before. But I mean, again, like, you're 0-2, and you look around the room and you're like, okay, there's one team here that's kind of in the same field as us, and that's the Houston Texans. They've been a playoff team the last 2 years. They probably shouldn't be 0-2, but they are. How are they going to react? We're 0-2 with the Dolphins and the Saints and all these other teams that we're not supposed to be in the room with. How does that reality check affect your team? And you got to think it's got to be a positive, because you do have a very winnable game on Sunday night against the Giants. I think the Giants are a fighting team. It'll be interesting to see how these two teams play against each other. One should be significantly better than the other, but do we honestly know that? We'll find out when they kick the ball up, because 0-2 is one hell of a reality check for your team.
Well, 0-2 is 0-2, but it's an 0-2 that is going to get better, right? We're getting guys back. Xavier Worthy probably this week. Rashi Rice, we know, week 7. And then you look around the league and what happened yesterday, you know, with Daniels going down for about a month. Joe Burrow's probably done for the year. You and I were doing the math 3 months, you know,
middle of December. Where's your record at? Yeah,
exactly. Is it worth it coming back at that point in time? Joe Burrow, J.J. McCarthy now down for probably a couple of weeks as well. I mean, 10% of the quarterbacks now in the NFL, starting quarterbacks, are down for an extended period of time. And so there are teams that are 2-0 that have major losses already on their sideline. We're sitting at an 0-2 team, and we're going to be getting better as the season, as the weeks go along. And, you know, the perspective is interesting, because out and about yesterday, nobody was panicked. I mean, I think they're, and I was just doing an interview with our friends over at BetMGM this morning, and we were kind of talking about some of this stuff. I think you have your social media text line people who are all the time, and then you have people out in public who are just normal human beings that don't. I mean, it was a game, and they move on, and it's okay, and they know Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and so I was talking to these folks at BetMGM. They're like, "Man, everybody's dancing on the grave of the Chiefs." I'm like, "Go for it, dance on that grave, because they're not dead, right?" Like, it's amazing the national perspective that you get when you talk to people who do what we do in a different market or do it nationally. Because the host even said to me, "Well, I mean, this is going to be different. The Chiefs need home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl." I go, "Actually, they don't, because 2 years ago they went 11-6 and beat Josh Allen on the road and beat Lamar Jackson on the road." And the response was this: that was the response from the host. Like, they totally forgot that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road and beat Josh Allen and beat Lamar Jackson just 2 years ago. So the perspective that people have on this organization from a national standpoint is a faux perspective because they don't realize they're not in it every day. I can't blame them. I don't have a true perspective on the Raiders or a true perspective on the Broncos or a true perspective on any of the other teams that we don't follow from a daily basis. We know what's going on here in Kansas City. And so people are dancing on a grave. They think they need home field advantage. Like, all of this stuff that just isn't true about the Kansas City Chiefs is what people are believing nationally. And so I say, let them continue to believe that stuff. Let them think that, you know, this team is dead. At the end of the year, we'll see where they are. And again, going back to Derek Johnson yesterday, 2015, they were 1-5 and they won 10 straight. That team is nowhere near better. I don't know that they have a player on that team. We'd have to think about this. That's better than players that they have now. Maybe Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, obviously.
Well, you could Jamal put in there. Charles at running back.
Was he on that? He was on that 2015.
He's on position to position? Yeah, for sure. They'll have some better position players.
I think
that's
the year. Wasn't that the year Jamal Charles got hurt?
I can't remember now. I don't remember
against,
if Jamal
like the Bears
on that team.
Like week three at home.
Yeah. That's when they went 1-5. We're like, oh, well, Charles is hurt. We're 1-5. I thought that was 2015, but I could be wrong.
I could be wrong. I want to say 2015 was his last year, and he played in Denver that year. But again, I don't know. But if you go position for position, I would imagine the majority of the players are better on this squad than they were on that 2015 team, and they still figured out a way. They still figured out how to get it done. And that's because they have of Andy Reid.
Yeah, and Charles got hurt that year.
He did get hurt
in
that
week
year.
Five.
In week five, and then they won. That is actually quite comical. He goes down in week five when they're like 1-5, 1-4, and then they go on and they win 10 straight without Jamal, and they did it without their best offensive weapon at that point in time.
They beat Houston, and they lost to Denver, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Chicago, Minnesota. And then went on that run.
And then they went on that run. And they did it without Jamal Charles back then when you had Alex Smith as your quarterback. And you didn't have Travis Kelce, who Travis Kelce is today. And I think the wide receivers were probably, you know, Burt Macklin and a couple of other guys, that you Jason Avant and whatnot, are probably
Chris Conley,
out there.
Chris Conley, Albert Wilson, Jeremy Macklin.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Anthony Thomas and Charcandrick Quest were your running backs.
My gosh. Like
Nile Davis.
Nile Davis is on that team. So this team... This team is better than what that team was, and they still figured out a way to get it done. And so that's why I don't sit here and panic, and I don't think anybody should be panicking right now. But I know nationally they think this is a great deal that the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting at 0-2, and they want to start dancing on that grave. But be careful what you wish for, you know?
And there are things that you can go out there and change, but something that it's hard to do is talent evaluation. Plus, we dive into what this Chiefs defense is, and 15 a minute fits away from opening the door to the library. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Take a drink of coffee every time you hear there's construction ahead.
Why aren't we getting out of it now? Like we're rolling down to the fall,
sure.
Right? Like usually around the fall, wintertime, after the summer's done, they kind of slow down with the construction a little bit. Now, obviously, 69 is going to be a mess for another year or so, and figuring that thing
especially
out.
But on a Tuesday.
I mean, but I think 35 is going to be fine, and you know whatnot, and that's going to be open back up. But my God, every road you go on in town is full of construction. Jeez. But the good news is, and I don't think people understand this, it's because of the World Cup. I mean, we're getting these new roads, you know, and whatnot, you know, paved and taken care of because of the World Cup coming to Kansas City, and it's got to look good. I was downtown a couple of days ago, and all the streets are starting to get paved downtown. And cleaning it up a little bit and making it look better. And, you know,
see, I thought it was because of all the weed and gambling money from both sides of the state.
No. It's all about the World Cup. Make the World Cup, you know, make the city sparkle for the World Cup. And from what I can tell, we need some local businesses to step up fast to help us out with this thing. So if you are a local business out there and you want to sponsor the World Cup, contact the World Cup committee because they need some help right now. And it's everybody in America right now, in the United States, who's hosting this thing. We need some people to step up and help us out on this one. So I was talking to some people over the weekend. Like, yeah, we need some corporate money. money, man. Like, so if you're a corporation out there and you want to help with the World Cup, feel free to contact the organizing committee and sponsor this thing, because we want to put on a good show for everybody that's coming from all over the world for this thing.
Is that surprising that they don't have a lot or enough? I mean,
well, it's very expensive to get in to the World Cup. I think one of the sponsorships starts at like $3.5 million and something like that. So, I mean, we're talking we're talking big time corporate money. And look, we don't have many Fortune 500 companies here, you know, in Kansas City. I know Populous is big on sponsoring this, and Purina is big on sponsoring this as well. Their CEO is a huge soccer fan from overseas. Obviously, they're based in St. Louis, but it's a regional thing and whatnot. So, you know, we need some of these companies to kind of step up. Yeah, right, exactly. We need some of these companies to kind of step up and, you know, help people out with the World Cup so we can put on a good show, because we want to make everybody know that Kansas City is an awesome place. And it will be. I mean, we're still a ways away from all that. But I've just kind of noticed all of the roads that are now getting paved and all the improvements that are taking place. These things, like, people always ask, well, what does the World Cup mean for me? We got new roads out of the deal, man. Like, I mean, so, and KC Mo is not paving roads for the life of them. And so this is, you know, forcing KC Mo to actually do some road paving out there and clean up the city a little bit. We all win, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we all win.
It's like a trickle effect too. Like, the closer it gets, you start seeing things like close off. It's like, okay, these are done. This is done. Oh, there's some new hotels. That's done. Oh, here comes these sponsorships as well towards the, once they see it, actually, like, once you see, start seeing like the tarps and stuff. Like, I just found out that Oktoberfest is like almost here. And every town that celebrates. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it is.
It is. It's mid-September. I mean, before you know it, Halloween's going to be here in Mexico. That year went fast.
Halloween's already here wherever you go.
It's unbelievable. Like, I mean, Halloween is here, right? You're seeing all the commercials, and Halloween Wars was on the Cooking Channel yesterday Food Network. And I see all that. And then I flip on an NFL game, and the first commercial I see is Disney World telling me to celebrate Christmas at Disney World. Like, insane. Can I get through my diabetic shock at Halloween before I start talking about turkey and Christmas?
Nope, it's here. There's decorations in yards. There's costumes being bought. And we'll figure out what we're going to be for a show. We can take your ideas. 913-586-7965. What should our... It has to be theme-related, though. Like, we can't have, like, Frankenstein, a gorilla, and a referee. It's got to be something that's like, what are we? Like, we got...
So you're going as the biggest Chiefs fan out there for Halloween?
No, Eagles fan. Eagles fan.
Oh, are the refs on the Eagles side now?
Yeah, because now they're lining people up in football games. Last night, they tried to do the tush push. They're like, hey, hang on. You're not on the side.
Okay,
you're going on Chargers.
I hate sounding bitter about that, right? And I'm thinking about this yesterday, and all the videos are still up about the tush push. And some guy tweeted one yesterday. Hey, at NFL, you can't copyright this one. Because I guess the NFL has been taking down
all these videos,
course, right? Yes. Like, that's the biggest scandal out there right now. No, they don't normally do that. So if I'm the referees...
Not unless they've been caught.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's what it is. I mean, you got caught red-handed. I got to hide the cookie jar. Like, our friends from Italy brought this Italian candy for us. We left it on the counter. Do you think there was any Italian candy left, right? No. There was a couple, and my wife is you know, kind of changing her lifestyle up a little bit right now and you know, doing some, you know, different stuff, so she can't have the candy. So she's like, there's a couple left. I'm hiding it, because if I don't hide these candies, when I'm able to eat them, there will not be here, because the kids are going to eat them all. And so that's kind of where we are with the NFL in this video. It's like, it's out there. Everybody's putting it out there. And now the NFL's like, we don't want you to see this. Look the other way. If I'm the referees in the Eagle game, I'm throwing a penalty on every tush push from now on. And I'm just calling false start. I'm calling illegal motion. I'm calling lined up in the neutral zone. Maybe we'll see some Kadarius Toney-like offside penalties on the center who's halfway over the freaking ball, by the time it is snapped. So that's what I would do right now. If the referees really want to combat this, they need to bring it to the attention of the NFL and say, we can't officiate this play anymore. And what will get this play to stop for the rest of this year is them throwing a penalty on it every single time. That's the only way the referees can truly bring this thing back. And then at the end of the year, they'll ban the tush push.
Exactly.
It has to come from the referees.
Talent evaluation, as we bring this up today, is something that is not always the easiest thing to do. And this is when you're judged as a general manager, right? Whether you're in baseball, basketball, whatever. I think the toughest GM job in sports is the NBA, because you see an 18-year-old kid come to college, play 1 year, and you're like, okay, that guy was really good. Like, I don't think it's going to end up this way for Cooper Kupp or Cooper
Manning.
Cooper Flagg. Arch
Arch has 14 people ahead of him now at the quarterback position for Heisman odds.
Not great. Not great in Texas. But no, I think because like Cooper Flagg, I think is going to be good, right? Like look at Zion Williamson, right? Imagine being that GM in New Orleans. That's the number one pick. That guy's going to be good. Look what he did at Duke. And then
you have no choice and you have to take that guy.
And you're like, if I don't, right, I'm an idiot if I don't take the obvious clear cut number one. And then we watch Zion get to the league. Is the talent there? Yes. Is the ability there? Yes. Is the mental there? Absolutely not. Right. And as a GM, that's your scarlet letter, is your first round pick every year. Mm-hmm. That's what you bear in your chest. You look at, you know, guys like J.J. Bacola who can hang on Bobby Witt Jr. for just so long. And then it's like, well, what's he done since then? Okay, well, it's hard to develop talent in baseball. Maybe that's the toughest GM job in the world is a baseball GM. Because you look at the same similarities as the basketball world. Like, drafting a kid out of college who's never played against grown-ass men. Like, LeBron James is still in the NBA. Like, imagine being, like, a 20-year-old kid. And you're coming to the league. You're like, LeBron, he's, like, 39 years old, 40. He's old. I can get... No, you can't. Uh-uh. Because there's so much that... And again, LeBron is, you know, at the very end of the spectrum when it comes to, like, being, like, part of the best. But, like, you look at guys like Steph Curry, right? Steph Curry comes out of Davidson. Nobody really kind of knew who he was until that run that he had in the March Madness.
Nobody knew who he was until that run.
And then Golden State takes a flyer on him, and GM, head coach get together. Hey, Steve Kerr, you were really good at this. We have a player who I think can be really, really good at this, and the two of you might be able to build something. That was a GM that took a head coach and a player that he put, you know, investment in, and it worked out, and it got them four titles in, whatever, a decade. Great. Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't the first pick in the draft.
Third quarterback, right?
Yes. I
think so.
It was Trubisky.
Chicago Watson. Would love to have Mitchell Trubisky back right now. No, he's got Watson the same numbers.
Watson went after Mahomes.
Yeah, Watson, yeah. So he was the second quarterback taken. I was thinking Watson too, Mac.
But that's a draft in which Myles Garrett was the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. That's a slam dunk of a GM, right? You see a guy that's 6'5", 290, and runs a 4'4", you're like, that's going to work in the NFL. That doesn't make me necessarily have to go out on a whim. Like, that worked for the Browns. Myles Garrett's been great. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Okay, Trubisky went to the Bears. It's the Bears, right? Like, they missed. They were going to take Patrick Mahomes. We've heard his dad on, I think it was 670 to score when Danny was out there, talking about how, like, oh, yeah, dude, we were ready. Like, we thought it was Chicago. And then we heard Mitchell Trubisky, and we're like, oh, okay. And then the Chiefs took him at the 10th overall pick with the trade for Buffalo, and the rest is history. But there are so many times that you see first-round picks not develop, and the blame goes to the GM.
Yeah, it really does, and it shouldn't. I was talking to the guys at the J yesterday, right? I think it shouldn't.
I think there are situations.
Well, it just depends.
Like, there's a clear-cut number one,
yeah.
Like, when you don't have a choice, and it's the – like, yeah. You like
it Ryan, sucks. Like, that's the worst place to be.
Like, Ryan Poles in a very tough position right now,
Very tough
now,
position.
Now, he's had other misses to where, like, this doesn't really, like, protect him, but, like, Caleb's the guy. Eberflus wasn't it because he couldn't get Caleb on the right page. Now we got Ben Johnson there, and once the script runs out for Caleb Williams, it's like it's a mess.
He's terrible.
And so,
right?
Like,
he's
just as terrible. That's part of one of those ones where it's like either way, but like
right, you're screwed. You're, right. Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So damn it, I will, and I'll take this guy that all the fans. This is why you can't listen to, you know, the Mel Kuypers of the world and all the draft analysts of the world. You have to go with who you're convicted with. And so I'm talking to the guys at the J yesterday as I'm walking out. Ron's like, hey, I got a trivia question for you, and he asks all these great baseball trivia questions, right? And I always learn something from listening to Ron. Right?
Is Ron in his mid-60s?
Probably mid-60s, early 70s.
Where you get the tough baseball trivia window. Because like my dad tells me tweets, he's like, this guy became the fourth guy to hit 75 home runs in two seasons for the Braves at first base. Can't name Hank Aaron. Who were the other three? I'm like, Dad, I have no idea.
That's what it is, right? You can't name that guy. Ron's in his like mid-60s, early 70s.
For sure.
And him and Jerry, and Jerry's 75. It looks like he's 55, right? And they play pickleball against everybody, and they wipe the floor with people out there. Like, they went to a tournament in Emporia, beating 20-year-olds and winning this thing. Right?
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. So Ron pulls me aside yesterday. He goes, I got a trivia question for you. He goes, this is going to be a tough one. He goes, there are only four, and there will be a fifth once Bryce Harper retires. There have only been four number one overall picks in the history of the Major League Baseball draft that have become Hall of Famers. Now, this draft's been around since 1965. And there's only been four number one overall picks that have made the Hall of Fame. And so that goes to show you, I think, how hard talent evaluation is in all of these sports. We sit here and we rip GMs all the time, right? Oh, how'd you make that pick? That's a bad decision. And then you take a step back and you look at it in the history of baseball's draft since 1965 to where we are now. What's that? 80 years roughly? Or not 80 years, but, you know, 60 years?
60 years.
60 years of having these drafts. Only four players in the history of that have gone on to the Hall of Fame. Do you have any idea who they are? You'll be like, oh, yeah, obvious ones. There's some obvious ones. I'll give you the team. You tell me the player, all right, real quick. Seattle.
Griffey.
Okay. Minnesota.
Puckett.
No. That was my initial guess.
Killebrew?
No. Think recent.
Joe Mauer.
Yes, Joe Mauer. Atlanta.
Chipper.
Got it. Washington, Bryce Harper, obviously. Yeah. And then the final one is the White Sox.
Oh, Frank wasn't number one overall. Is it a pitcher?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Initials HB.
HB. Oh, Harold Bates.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. In the history of baseball, in 60 years of a draft, there's been four number one picks that have made it into the Hall of Fame. So when people think it's so easy to draft and they want to criticize every pick that gets made, think about it in that perspective, right? Think about it from that perspective that there's only four number one overall picks in the history of baseball in the Hall of Fame. And so when you're bitching about a fifth round draft pick, kiss your own ass.
I wonder.
Kiss my ass.
I wonder how much of it is steroids, too. Because A-Rod was a first overall pick, and he should be a Hall of Famer.
He should be a Hall of Famer, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch that are just, you know, you look at, like, there's the next one that's not named Bryce Harper. You're probably looking at, what, does Carlos Correa get in or does cheating keep him out?
I mean, if steroids are going to keep people out, cheating's worse than steroids.
Because Paul Skeens is 2023's first overall pick. He's probably going ahead that way. But, I mean, it is tough because you look at, and we can even take this down to like a Chiefs, you know, overall situation. Chiefs first round pick, the last 10. Josh Simmons, unknown. Right. Xavier Worthy, unknown. Felix Nduke Uzama,
not bust. A Hall of Famer.
Trent McDuffie, solid.
Yep.
Karl Loftus, meh. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, bust. Patrick Mahomes.
He's still on this team, right? We're looking for a damn running back. That guy's on the practice squad.
Mahomes, obvious.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters was good here.
Yeah. Boy, you talk about a guy who killed his own career.
Not great. D. Ford, Eric Fisher, Dontari Poe, John Baldwin, Eric Berry, Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey, Brandon Albert, Dwayne Bowe, Tomba, Derek. It just went away because this mouse is terrible. Derek Johnson, Larry Johnson, Ryan Sims, Sylvester Morris, John Tate was good. Victor Riley. Mm-hmm. And then, 25 years ago or 25th, pick in the last whatever 97 Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah,
so a mix of
not bad for the Chiefs.
And I think football, you see it more often than you do in any other sport. Baseball, it's just insanely tough because, Caglione, perfect example, right? Guy that I love to watch, guy that I praise all the time. We see him, and it's like minor leagues crushes it. Big leagues,
it's a huge difference. It's night and day.
Speaking of night and day, working overtime here. In the Likens Library. Gentlemen, welcome to the library today. We start with stories. It's a sadder story after week two in the NFL. Joe Burrow, a.k.a. Mike Trout, or Mike McDaniels.
I think it's Joe Burrow.
There we go, Bob. Now you're starting to learn.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know how loud this audio is going to be, but can you guys... This is an audio book. This is an audio book on Mike McDaniels.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
Yeah, I mean, people want to make him out to be a boob for that comment, and they cut it that way to make him sound foolish, but he's absolutely right. The Chiefs didn't go and win a game. They went and lost the game. You know, to win a game, you got to go win that game. You can't make those mistakes.
Need you to stop yelling. Mr. Morey, sadder story, Joe Burrow or Mike McDaniels?
Burrow. Mm. McDaniels is just sad. He's more depressing.
What's a more interesting story so far in the NFL? The fact that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Colts is 2-0, or Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT, of his time is 0-2.
I think that's the more interesting one because Daniel Jones and the Colts just aren't interesting. The only interesting thing about the Colts is their owner wearing a headset taking notes on the sideline. That's very interesting.
Yeah, best player in the world's 0-2. That's the story.
That's the story, yeah.
Guys. Okay. You can rent out a private room. You can talk as loud as you want. But when you're in the foyer, more surprising Western story this year. San Francisco 2-0, or how about those Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray?
I think it's the 49ers being 2-0. No quarterback. You know, they did it with Mac Jones. Yeah.
Mac's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
That's too loud. You can't use those right now. You can just trust me to do it.
I'll go Arizona. We've seen the San Fran story before. Not in this way necessarily, but yeah, give me Arizona. It'd be fun to see them be good.
Is Kyle Shanahan the quarterback whisperer?
Yes.
Oh.
One of them.
Well, we need to keep whispering. what's the more brutal fiction story? Somebody that's just not the truth. They are fiction. Caleb Williams or Trevor Lawrence?
I never thought Caleb Williams was the truth, so I don't know if that's can be a fiction story, right? I'm trying to think about that.
Oh, better nonfiction or better fiction?
Yeah.
Like, who's
who's not real?
Who's not real? Better fiction. Okay.
Nonfiction.
Neither are any good. Fiction books have stories. Nonfiction books have facts.
Yes.
Third grade, right?
some of it was second.
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence, I don't know.
Never lost a game going into college.
Yeah, I know. And now he's like waving off his coach and doing all that. I bet it's Caleb Williams. He stinks out loud. That guy blows.
He does not blow.
He's been great so far. I mean,
he's actually been not.
We're
not
getting loud,
nearly
we're fighting, and we're using aggressive language.
Caleb Williams sucks ass.
He does not. He does not. Okay. I'll take both these guys I still think are good. Both these guys I still think are franchise quarterbacks. Better right now, Trevor Lawrence.
I didn't know that you listened to Bon Jovi on the way to the library. Living on a Prayer. Better future story in the North. Those Detroit Lions who put up 50 points this week, or those Green Bay Packers that seem to be everybody's Super Bowl favorite?
Yeah, I think it's the Packers. They're consistent.
Yeah, give me go
maybe
pack
consistent
up.
In eight quarters. Very consistent. Probably the most consistent team in the NFL.
And they look like they're having fun. Mm. Go Pack, go. Let's okay. go.
That is the Likens Library on a Tuesday. Don't forget Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in an original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect the empire that he has. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Coming up on the other side, it's a tough Tuesday from your boys here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on a Tuesday on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens is with you here on Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday. Should be a nice little day today. Get a little break from football. Do you enjoy the Tuesday, Wednesday break, or would you just rather just be a whole week?
No, it's good. Yeah, I need the break. Yes. I really do. Like, Monday night's even a stretch for me after a full week. And the weekend starts on Thursday, right? You got Thursday night for football, sure. Which I really like Thursday night football.
Me too.
And as much as I like Thursday night, I hate Monday night, I guess because it's Monday, you know, and Thursday's leading into the weekend and you're kind of excited. It's Friday's the next day and, you know, it's fun, right? And then Friday, you got your high school stuff. Saturday, you get your college. Sunday, you get your NFL. And by the time Monday, I remember my dad telling me this, because by the time Monday rolls around, I've had enough football over the weekend. So I think the break is good because what you want to do, guys, in life and really in the entertainment world, especially like we do every day at 10 o'clock, you leave them wanting more. They can't wait to come back at 6 o'clock the next morning. If we were on 24/7, it would lose its luster. People would like, okay, they're on all the time. I don't need to wait to hear what they've got to say at 6 o'clock. It's 20. So if the NFL was every day, it'd be baseball. You know, you'd be like, okay, I'm not going to watch that game.
Yeah.
I think when the NFL plays, it's special because it's a big event. It's a big moment. So don't try to do it every day, but they are, you know.
Yeah, I guess Thursday night's not going to be much of a contest. Bills Dolphins.
Oh, God.
I believe it's in Buffalo, too.
Double dun, dun, dun,
dun. Exactly. will the Bills score 43 weeks in a row? Maybe.
I mean, will Miami be able to score against the Bills defense? Yeah. You know, we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be interesting to see where, you know, kind of where Miami is right now, right?
So what do you, all right, this is interesting. I don't know if we've seen, I don't know if there's been a line bigger than this year.
I didn't even look at the week three lines yet because week two wasn't over yet. Is it a huge line for the Miami Buffalo game?
Oh yeah. 12.5 Buffalo.
Oh God. I'm trying to
over under is 49.5 and they have Buffalo at 12.5. So they think this game is literally going to be like 39 to 10.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it should be something like that.
Yeah,
it absolutely should be something. I think the over is a tough one there. You want to go over on that one. Uh-huh. That seems to be the natural reaction to go on the over on that one. But you never know with these divisional games, too. You never know. Like, you take the Miami Dolphins for granted. You know, it's human nature to look at the Miami Dolphins right now and go, okay, we don't need to play our best out there, get by the Miami Dolphins and whatnot, and then the under hits and they don't win by 12.5. You know, this is what happens in the NFL, especially in these divisional games, because human nature says it's the Dolphins. And right now, I mean, you could make the case that they're the worst team in the NFL, right? You could make the case for the worst team in the NFL, and that's where my Tough Tuesday falls, because it's the head coach and GM now down in Miami, guys, because I know what it was like here in 2012 when that airplane went to the sky saying fire Pioli. Well, they fired Scott Pioli, and the Miami Dolphins in week two already had the airplane circling the stadium saying fire the GM and fire the coach. And this is what I've cautioned about for a generation now with these head coaches. Everybody loves this young man who's calling a play on a sideline for half a season, and he's the next guy, and then they all flame out. And this led me down a rabbit hole last night when I was watching the Texans a little bit. Remember that guy, Bobby Slowicki, that was going to be the greatest head coach of all time?
Hey, Bobby Slowick.
Where is he now? Oh, that's right. He's the passing game coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. Ooh. Life happens fast, Bobby.
Yeah, he got fired after last season.
He got fired out of
Houston.
He's in Miami. I think this is his second year now in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. So he got fired in Houston, second year in Miami. His first year in Houston, by this time, week two, they were talking about that guy being the next great head coaching candidate. We want to advance people to that head coaching job because they made a couple of good play calls in October, and we forget that you need leaders to be these head coaches. Mike McDaniel's not a leader, man. The guy wears his short pants. He's vaping on the sidelines. Like, you need a leader out there. You need an Andy Reid type person to be your head football coach these days. And if you don't have that leader on the sidelines, you're just not going to win. I don't care what plays you call. So Mike McDaniel and whoever that GM is in Miami, man, they flew a banner. Somebody rented a plane to fly a banner for you. They're serious. They want you out.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of called this, though, right? Like, the way that he was, like, his personality, like, it's one of those things where if it's working and your schemes and your what you're putting together is great, then it's fine. But the minute it doesn't, boy, they come after you like a lynch mob.
They really do, yeah.
Tyreek ain't catching balls over 30 yards. I know he got one this week for the first time in, what, like 30 games or whatever the hell it was called?
Year,
and
right.
Then Tua is not the most accurate quarterback we've ever seen. So, yeah, it's...
Dusty, he told us Tua was the best quarterback, I think.
Well, he also
had
a podcast.
That's like horseradish.
And now he doesn't.
What'd you say?
He had a podcast. Now he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, those don't last long. These guys realize how much work it is, and they're like, I ain't doing
it. It just needed to be said. Apparently, it doesn't need to be said anymore. Mac, you got a tough Tuesday?
Nothing left to say, really.
Yeah, I'd say the NFL for taking down videos, but I'd say our running backs, according to Next Gen Stats from Daniel Harms, Isaiah Pacheco is -17 in expected yards gained on all of his runs through two games. All the Chiefs running backs are negative in EPA as well. They have cost this team points.
Yeah, you got Mitchell Schwartz up here 2 hours ago tweeting about the running game. 3rd and 2, WTF are we doing? This is the definition of running into the darkness. Follow the highest paid guard and center in the NFL. Ejecting one of the best DTs onto the combo block and run through the linebacker if you need to. Don't bury your head and run into a backside guard's back. That's not your offensive line. That's your running back.
That's the running back.
We'll get into that. I got a theory on Pacheco. I'll give it to you about 7:45.
Hell of a tease. Tough Tuesday here for me is Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh. How you doing, coach? Get out of here.
Yeah, that was kind of a – I don't like that move, no. Especially in that moment. I understand that Liam Cohen is new to his job, and he's a very passionate young man, and he's one of those guys that's kind of like in the Harbaugh mode. Like, you might find him as, like, cringy, but he's one of those guys that he believes in his guys. He has an offensive system that works. He's got a resume that can prove that. And then Trevor Lawrence is like, everything between us is fine, but, like, I'm just not that guy, and I'm a little bit more that guy now because of him. But it's more so, like – what Trevor Lawrence is and what Trevor Lawrence was promised. Now, I know that there's a lot of people, or there's one person in particular that calls him the prince that was promised, and we haven't seen that prince be promised because he came out of Clemson. He was supposed to be, you know, number one draft pick, yeah. MVP candidate, good arm, and plays in that playoff game against Justin Herbert where Trevor Lawrence, what, threw five interceptions in that playoff game, and then Staley like gave them the game. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence won that game. I think Brandon Staley just puked all over himself.
No, the Chargers lost that game. Justin Herbert and him together in the second half was abysmal. But that's the last time that Trevor Lawrence was relevant.
And then we've seen Trevor Lawrence have peaks, but we've seen massive amounts of valleys in his game. And yesterday, the national media is talking about every game in the NFL, and the one that stuck out to me, which was why it's my Tough Tuesday, is Trevor Lawrence in that game was given a win on a silver platter. Joe Burrow goes out early in that game. What was it, first quarter? Late first quarter? Yep. And is it Jake Browning, right, comes in there, throws three interceptions. Trevor Lawrence threw three touchdowns and still could not win that game. Now, you could throw a little bit of blame on Brian Thomas Jr. for dropping a pass at the end of the game on a first down, but, like, you shouldn't have been in that situation. Trevor Lawrence, you should be better than Jake Browning. You just should be. He's a backup quarterback. You're a starting quarterback. You have the talent around you. It shouldn't have had come down to that last play. Trevor Lawrence, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Jake Browning threw three interceptions, and the Bengals still won that game by 4 points. Trevor Lawrence, if you are that guy, if you are that franchise leading, winning quarterback, that's a game where any other quarterback in the league, whether it be Patrick Mahomes, whether it be Joe Burrow himself, if the opposing quarterback goes out, you have to think to yourself, this game is over, and we are going to win this game. That wasn't the case in Jacksonville. It has not been the case in Jacksonville. We'll see if the season progresses better. I'll give Liam Cohen a little bit more time. But the first 2 weeks, been a tough Tuesday this week for Trevor Lawrence.
Well, and maybe they don't have their guy, but they signed him. And so now you're kind of stuck with him. That's why you don't sign your quarterback and then fire your coach, because the coach and the quarterback may not get along. And so we're seeing that now in Jacksonville. If you didn't see the video, Liam Cohen's on the sidelines banging on his heart, like telling the way that I interpret it, telling Trevor Lawrence, start playing with some heart, man. And then Trevor Lawrence just waves him off like a kid, you know, disgusted at their parent or something like that on the youth soccer field.
Shut up, Dad. I thought he was telling him to hit his receiver in the chest.
Is that what it was? The way that I interpreted it was like, play with your heart, man. Play with your heart.
Could be that too. Yep.
And then he waved them off. And I was like, ooh, that is just not a good look.
That was terrible. It's a 15-year-old son, like, I know you.
Shut up, Dad.
No, that's exactly what it was. No, and look, believe me, I have seen this before, right? On fields and everywhere all over with kids. You see this all the time. And that's what it reminded me of, like a father-son moment. You know, out there on the field, except this is a $55 million quarterback and a guy who was in the Wonka candy factory, you know? Hey, I'm the coach.
Yeah.
He probably lost Trevor Lawrence after the Duval. Who plays more years in the NFL, Trevor Lawrence or Browning Nagel?
Browning.
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, Browning will just be able
just
to
be a backup quarterback for the next decade and a half if you want to, yeah.
What is this, Trevor's fourth year?
Oh, I think God,
it's his fifth season.
Is it?
I think it's
got to be,
season.
Right? At
I think
least.
So. I think so. That
was 20. What year did we beat the Jags in the playoffs, though? Now I got to go back. 22?
I think so.
And he was a rookie that year?
No, it would have been.
That would have been his second year. Yeah. So was he a COVID baby?
This is his fifth.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fifth season, yeah.
Okay. There we go. Either way, Trevor Lawrence, got to pick it up. Coming up on the other side, the Chiefs need to help Patrick Mahomes. How can they do that? And the offensive line needs to be addressed with certain issues, but not anything catastrophic. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.